They'd be, yeah, they're shoes, but there's, you know, a long name. Horseshoes?
Horseshoes?
Yeah, that's the long name for them, isn't it?
Horseshoes.
Yeah, and it's just referred to as a shoe.
They're going to shut my horse, right? That's where I was. I had my horse shot, I put some shoes on my horse.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Fine, good. We had to put a side up on the bed because when my little boy was small, he fell.
Fell out of the bed.
All right. Did people ever use fell out to mean fainted?
Sometimes they say, oh, you know, she had a blackout. Fainted.
Okay. The part of the horse's foot where he put the horseshoe is his
hoof.
And he has four
feet, four foot.
Four
hoof.
Right. That's what I was looking for. Any sheep around here much?
Well, there's a few, not too many.
What's a male sheep?
He's called a little ram.
And a female?
What them things you can see? A donut. I can't call it with a name now. I mean, what is that? I know what you're calling it for.
I'll hear a little voice from over in the corner.
I can't call it what it's called now.
Okay. You bring in sheep in order to shear off the
wool.
Now, a male pig that or a hog that hasn't been castrated is a
male.
Okay, a boar.
Some people call them boar.
Some do. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about one that has been castrated?
Bar.
All right. Now, talking about hogs, the way they're classified is something I like to get straight here now. You'll have, say, people say a gilt or a shote or a hog or a pig or a sow. Now, they're really classified sort of by weight, aren't they? Mm-hmm. More than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, a pig is the smallest.
Smallest is small. And a gilt is a little sow pig. When you get up a little size, a little weight on, she called it be a gilt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you got some little other bars in the bunch, it's about like maybe that gilt, well, he's a bar, but they're classified by weight. They don't want to, if they get on up. When a little bit of thing, he called it be a pig. Yeah, separate them. I got some little males in the bunch, got so many little males in the bunch, and I got so many gilts in the bunch.
I see.
That's where they separate them out.
Then as they get bigger,
they call hogs, then they get bigger. If they go out by the weight, then when they get up weighing top out, they'll be weighing 250, 260 pounds. He's a topped out hog then.
I see. Now, what would a shote weigh?
Shote weigh around 80, 90, 100 pounds. No higher than 100 pounds, a shote.
Now, could that be a male or female?
Either one.
Okay. Now, a gilt's always female.
Yeah.
Now, she one that hasn't been bred?
That's right.
Now, a sow then has been bred?
Been bred.
Okay. Okay, then a hog. After a shote gets over, or say 100 pounds or so, then it's a hog.
You're going into a hog then.
All right, now what would a hog would be from 100 to 250? And top out about 250?
He tops out at 250.
I see.
And top then.
That's what I was wondering about. In a litter of pigs, sometimes you'll have a little scrawny.
Call him a rump.
Okay. The stiff hair on a hog's neck are his
briskers, they call them.
And a wild hog, frequently I think more than a tame one, there's a tame hog, has teeth.
Tyson.
Yeah. Do tame hogs have those too?
Yeah.
They do. They're male.
They're all male, they don't touch it.
They do. Okay. Have to get that straight. When you feed a hog, you pour his food in a
trough.
And if you have several of those, you'd say, I've got about five
troughs to put on food.